Chapter 5. Irene. The Microbial Job. Irene's head throbbed. That might be from smacking it against a large wooden object. In her experience, doing that made her head hurt. Mycroft smiled benignly. Breakfast? Irene was hungry. Her head hurt, and she could eat a horse. They ate at a charming bistro that Mycroft knew. He knew all the charming bistros. He inhaled as they went inside. I shouldn't. He looked at the heavy breakfast sausage and runny eggs and cream on other people's plates. He ordered a fruit salad. Irene ordered an egg white omelet. They both had to keep their omega figures. Irene watched Mycroft watch the people come and go down the street through the window. She said, "You don't really like people, do you?" Mycroft picked up the carafe on their table and poured water into his glass. He held the glass up to the light. He drank from it. He said, "If I could see all the microbes in this glass, consuming each other and excreting and dividing and dying, do you think I'd be able to stand that sip?" He smiled and pushed the glass towards her. "What surprises me is that you seem to quite like people." Irene shrugged. She drank all the water and set the glass down with a solid thud. "So, when..." Because it was going to be a when. "This is all over. What's your plan? I know you have a dozen with contingencies." Mycroft sighed and contemplated the universe and the carafe. "I've been thinking of founding a club. Our criteria will be that all the members must see the world for its microbes." He turned the carafe until the orientation of the glass medallion on its side pleased his sense of aesthetics. "Consider all the order that we will be able to make." Irene rolled her eyes and winced as that pulled at the lump on her forehead. "I'd rather not." Mycroft shrugged. "Ah, the general has arrived. Time to steal a museum." He stood up, opened his umbrella, and walked out into the rain. It really was coming down out there. Irene spent a moment imagining all the life in those falling drops and gave up. She was fine seeing what she could see. Life was a scrabbling bitch, and so was she. She put on her secretarial game face with her heart on her sleeve, lotion on her hands and millions stabbed through her hair, and went to play her part. She did get one phone call. "Hey, sexy, what are you up to?" She hitched her hip on her borrowed desk. "Hey, fuckwad, you know me, up to no good." "Yeah, but which?" He laughed, and she wanted so very much to stab that laughter to the floor so it would stick around. "You're the very best fun to play with. It's why I thought I'd give you a little hint. You might want to run." She considered her options. She thought about her quotes. "There is a stubbornness about me that can never bear to be frightened at the will of others. My courage always rises at every attempt to intimidate me." She dropped the phone. She strolled from the building on the arm of a charming older alpha. She did eventually have to hide in a garbage bin. She did not enjoy hearing Fuckwad's voice, winding up a camera audience, and not being able to stand up and scream, "Can't you morons see him for what he is?" She winced. She'd been spending too much time with Sherlock. But she strolled when she was on camera. By the time she finally did make it home and freshened up, It was to find Sherlock in one of his moods, lying in the middle of the table at headquarters. Molly said, utterly unnecessarily, "He's in one of his moods." "Thank you, Molly." Irene walked around Sherlock and got some more aspirin. Molly did give her a small package. She opened it. "You're giving me socks?" "No, I mean, yeah, but look!" Molly bounced on her toes. Irene looked. She held up the socks. "Ah, they're sharks." "Yeah, it's like they're eating your feet when you wear them. I got them at Con." Molly waved at Mycroft, sliding his fingers over his tablet. "I got Mycroft a Dr. Evil cat." I don't think he got it." "I'm fairly certain Mycroft understood." "Then, compelled by a force beyond all understanding..." Irene had to ask, "What did you get Sherlock?" Molly's face erupted in a Vesuvial grin. "Oh, I totally got him a sonic screwdriver!" She leaned forward. "And then I did some modifications." "So... I got socks. Mycroft got a talking cat. And Sherlock got a working sonic screwdriver?" Irene raised her eyebrows and waited. "No, I mean, yeah, but not really. I mean, did you want some plush Cthulhu slippers?" Molly blinked hopefully. Irene let her out of her misery and went to put on her socks. They did look like they were eating her feet, while being eaten by Cthulhu plush slippers. Molly really did try. Sherlock did not move from the table. Periodically, as Mycroft detailed a new job, Sherlock would mutter, "Dull." He also emitted, "Boring." And one, "Lazy cat," which Irene presumed was directed at Mycroft. It generally was. At least he now had a Dr. Evil cat to pet when Sherlock said that, if he so wished. He did not. Mycroft responded with cutting remarks. Molly excused herself to do server maintenance. Irene wanted to stab herself. Or them. Or everyone. Hello? Ms. Hudson downstairs said I should come right up. John Watson peered through the office door. Sherlock went from incapable of movement to upright and vertical in nothing seconds. John. The world vibrated with the force of his smile. You should have taken the 453 train. It's much faster. Sherlock dragged John around the office, showing John off to everyone and everything. Irene hoped very much that Sherlock didn't break him. She hoped even more that John wouldn't break her Sherlock, or she might have to kill him. And wouldn't that be a shame? She grinned at her slippers that were eating her socks, that were eating her feet, and allowed herself to be introduced to St. John.